This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal, medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Delightful, wonderful, beautiful day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good looking people. And remember, you're good looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. This is the joy of living. That's why you tuned in. My name is Barry Shore, S-H-O-R-E, just like the seashore. And we are broadcasting throughout the known universe on the internet, headquartered here in Venice, California, right at Venice Beach, one of the most famous places in all of America, maybe the world, overlooking the vast Pacific Ocean. And we're bringing the joy of living right to you, wherever you are, anywhere on the planet, because that's the genius and the beauty of internet radio. You can find us, of course, on K4HD.com. That's K for the night, the word night, the number 4, D for dynamic, H for happiness.com. And you can reach us by telephone at 818-570-5443. And we are welcoming people from all over the world, tens and tens of thousands of people tuning in. And as we do every show in the beginning, we discuss a couple of things that are relevant to you, because that's the only reason the show exists, is because of you. It's to help you in any way possible. And I forewarn everybody that I use a four-letter F-U word on a regular basis. So just be aware of that. Be prepared. We also use acronyms on this show. And we also sing a big shout-out hello, usually to two particular people from places around the world, as any place like Ulaanbaatar in Mongolia, all the way down to Pretoria, South Africa. But today we're saying a big hello to some people from Pittsburgh, PA. Yay, Pittsburgh, PA. And also from Butte, Montana. Wow, cold up in Butte, Montana. And one of the reasons I chose Butte, Montana and Pittsburgh, PA is because Pittsburgh has a double T and Butte has a double T. So welcome, wonderful people. Wow, we always already have a number of comments and questions up on the board. Because again, we have, thank God, tens and tens of thousands of people. And as is our want, I always ask you, give me five. Share this show with five people, people that are in your family, friends, or even people you don't like. Matter of fact, even especially people you don't like. Not necessarily you don't like anybody, but people you don't like, because this show is all about the joy of living. It will infuse people with joy, and maybe because of that, you'll like them more. They'll like you. They'll certainly like you because you recommended it, and you can actually grow a relationship, which is wonderful for the human race, because the more good, positive, powerful, purposeful relationships we have, the better for everyone, and you make a difference. Absolutely. Yes. Me? You? Yes. Every single being makes a difference. Well, I'm going to tell you up front what this show is about today, and you're probably going to scratch your head, but only for a moment or so. The title of this show today is, drum roll please, oh, greed, G-R-E-E-D, greed. Now you say to me, Mr. Shore, I love you. I tune in regularly. I love the energy. You're upbeat. The show is called The Joy of Living. Why are you speaking about greed? Well, couple reasons. Number one, many months ago, if you've been a regular listener, and even if you're not, you can hear this, we embarked upon a program intermittently over the number of months called Ham and Eggs, H-A-M-N, Ham and Eggs, E-G-G-S. Ham and Eggs are four letters that stand for seven letters, three in ham and four in eggs. Seven letters that stand for seven different, distinct, important aspects of the human personality. And together, that ham and eggs serves up a great meal. So what are those letters standing for? H is for humor. Humor is an important, vital aspect of the human being, human condition. A, anger. Anger is part and parcel of everybody's life, whether it's you generating it or being exposed to it. M is for money. Everybody perks up when we talk about money. It even has a song to it, right? E is our and generosity. So the next show, the next time we discuss the next letter, it will be about generosity, which you will find probably a little more in the camp of the joy of living, but it's always important to understand what the negatives are if you want to eliminate them to accentuate the positive. And the S stands for song. So we're in the ham and eggs, and we're going to be discussing greed today in just a few moments after we do our introductions. So as I mentioned, I use a four-letter F-U word liberally, and I'm going to begin by using it right now, and it is fun. 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 F-U-N-N. Capital N-N. Okay, for you people out there that are very punctilious about spelling, you say, wait a minute, Mr. Shore, fun only has one N. Not the way I spell it, not the way I live it, not the way I feel about it. It's an F-U, four-letter word that you can share with everybody. Fun, because that is an important, if not a fundamental, fundamental, you hear that? Fundamental aspect of living well. If you want to have the joy of living, fun is vital, foundational, fundamental. And we talk about acronyms here. Now, an acronym is using the first letters of each word in a particular grouping to create another word, okay? So we use the biggest acronym, the most famous one that we use is www, which most people World Wide Web. But of course, you, 251,838 people who are listening regularly, you know that WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And yes, what a, W-H-A-T-A, is a real word. What a wonderful world. It's so important to really understand the essence of these kinds of things. This is called reframing the art of living, which is going to be a show will be coming up within the next 4 to 5 weeks, we'll be doing an entire show just on reframing the concept of using other concepts to create new ideas. WWW is a good idea for World Wide Web, but the essence of it, the better part of it, the way that's going to bring you the most joy, happiness, peace, and love in life is to understand that WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And another one of our fun ones is fun. You hear that again? That four-letter F-U word is wow. Wow. Now, this arose because I was at a show and got about to go on stage and speak, and I like to go backstage and work with the people who actually do the work, set out the food and set up the chairs and make sure everything's working on the PA system, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry, I said PA. I mean, really the sound system. PA is when I was growing up. Okay, we'll keep that for another time. On the sound system, et cetera, et cetera. So I was talking to one of the people who was heading up the catering. We were discussing something, and he said to me, wow, those are words of wisdom. And it hit me. Well, that's what WOW means, W-O-W, words of wisdom. Because when you hear something, you say, wow, it hits you. Now, hopefully that wow was words of wisdom. That was something to really sink your mind and your teeth and your heart into. So F you, everybody. Let's have some fun. Okay, we got a minute before the break. We're going to discuss greed. Greed, the first aspect of greed is understanding that it's rooted in something called ego. E-G-O. Now, ego also is an acronym, a very important, powerful acronym. I learned this from a person who was a member of AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, when I was a 32-year-old rising star in the world of finance, and I was basically a punk because I thought I knew something. And I met this really interesting and fascinating character who was the president of a large insurance company. As he told me, he said, I'm an alcoholic. Because even people who have been through Alcoholics Anonymous understand that they're still alcoholics, and they will be for the rest of their lives. They don't drink anymore, but they're an alcoholic. Ego stands for edging God out. If you edge God out, that means there's more of you. And the more of you means it's puffery. It's about me. And it becomes all about me and what I want and what I need. And I'm going to make sure that happens. That's ego. Ego is the expanding dough rising and overflowing the cake bowl and just messing everything up because it's not real. It's puffery. It's fakery. The real ego doesn't edge God out. It invites God in. And ego, when it's allowed to run free, creates greed. So we're going to see you in just a couple minutes on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about more about greed. Okay, see you.
Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. We carry a full line of products like Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We have FDA-approved meals that are prepared daily. Stop by our brand new store located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in the Festival Flea Market in Pompano, Florida, or call 954-971-2500. Check us out online at www.realfoodforpets.com. If your pet's overweight, suffers from skin problems, or you suspect food allergies, we have the solution. We also carry a large variety of pet strollers, bedding, apparel, collars, leashes, natural chews, and grooming supplies. Veterinarian-owned and operated, Fiesta Pet Deli's mission is to help every pet owner have the healthiest pet they possibly can. Call us today for local deliveries or shipping throughout the United States. Call Fiesta Pet Deli today at 971-2500. That's 954-971-2500.
Hey, this is Rich Ward, the Duke of Metal from Fozzy, and you're listening to K4HD Radio because you have good taste in music.
Hey, this is Rebel Medler. Join me for In Your Face on W4CY.com, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Mortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, the joy of living on K4HD. Nope. Wow, got that one wrong, right? It's K4HD.com. K4HD, the letter K for night. Number four, H for happiness, D for dynamic.com, 818-570-5443. And if you ever miss any moment of this show, which you shouldn't, but if in case it ever happens, then you can find us on iHeartRadio.com. That's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T, for heartradio.com, and do a search for The Joy of Living, and then you can find the show. And, of course, as we ask, give me five. Share it with five people. Urge them, encourage them, and really even if you have to, beg them to listen and join us, because it's going to help change the planet for the good. Okay, we're here talking about greed. Wait a minute, you just told me it's the Joy of Living show. Why are you talking about greed? Because as we said, you can only understand the positive sometimes by knowing the negative. We want to uproot certain things from our being. We have to identify and we have to speak about them. Greed is rooted in the ego, edging God out, the more of me. Greed is ravenous, rapacious, insatiable. Greed is a constricted consciousness. It hardens everything. It hardens and it causes hard-heartedness. And that causes hatred. And hatred is the same letters as the word dearth, D-E-A-R-T-H, which means lacking, constricted, narrowing. All of these stand opposite the essence of what this show is about, which is joy. Joy expands the consciousness. Joy creates harmony. Joy enlivens. Greed does the opposite. Greed is all about a clenched, tight fist. Now, when you hear the word greed, almost everybody presumes and thinks immediately about money. We discussed money before and how wonderful it is, unless, of course, you have a lust for money. So money is not the root of all evil. Matter of fact, money may be the root of all good, but the lust for money is the root of all evil. And that's an important distinction. That's a fundamental distinction. F-U-N-N. There's your four-letter F-U wording. So here we have this idea of greed, and it can be and most often is tied to money, because greed works with the concept of mine, me, possess, own, and I will not part with it except on my terms. But greed also affects us when it comes to time, when it comes to emotion, when it comes to love. Because even if one is greedy for love, that becomes insatiable and rapacious and ravenous, and that will not bring about harmony. Greediness of keeping one's own time and keeping it to will not allow growth, will not allow harmony, will not allow a bigness of spirit that will grow and envelop and embrace every living being, because that is our goal. I'm telling you what our goal is. To be able to embrace every living being in the harmony of love in your heart. And eventually, we'll all join arms and do it around the globe. But that is the goal. The opposite of that is greed. Because greed says, this is mine. I choose to only share part of it. And that keeping back creates a blockage, both in the mental attitude of people, in the emotional attitude of people, and the ability to share time. So it happens to be that we're in the end of the month called November, in the year 2018 on the current solar calendar in use around the world. Just recently, we celebrated here in the United States of America a day called Thanksgiving. Now, for us listening to The Joy of Living, we know that we give thanks every day. As a matter of fact, most people listening, and again, you're over 251,000 people, most people listening have heard the show a number of times and understand that the secret to unlocking miracles in life is the ability to say thank you. And if you want to become involved in unlocking miracles on a basic bit level, you will say and keep track of, say thank you 7 times a day, every day of your life, evermore. Now you're in. Now you're doing something. Now you're beginning the process. You want to become a pro? 15 times a day, every single day of your life, and never as a burden, always as a benefit, saying thank you, whether the words are articulated, shouted, or whispered. But thank you comes out from your mouth, and it can be literally anybody, everybody, anytime, anywhere. And if you really want to know about changing the mindset and the heart set of the planet, then you will start saying thank you 26 times a day, every single day, for the entirety of your life. And not only will you be bringing forth joy, happiness, peace, and love, but you will be feeling it. You will be so expanded that your life will be transformed. And again, all of this is the opposite of what we call greed, because greed constricts. Greed is a lack of self-awareness. It is actually poison. Greed is as if you were ingesting liquid poison. We want to push it aside. We want to identify it. We want to eradicate it. We want to be cognizant of it so that we can identify it in ourselves, not other people, in ourselves, and choose to uproot it. And when we come back, we're going to discuss this in greater detail. See you in just about 2 minutes' time.
Hey everyone, I'm Jimmy Starr, the King of Cool, and your host of The Jimmy Starr Show, the entertainment radio show for all you cool and unique people looking to get a behind-the-scenes peek at what's going on in the entertainment industry. Listen in as me and my cool crowd of co-hosts bring you celebrity guests, new music, and the good times in fashion, entertainment, and pop culture. Right, everybody?
Right!
Tune in live Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on W4CY.com.
Hi, this is Pathetic from Anti-Flag, and you're listening to K4HD Radio.
Fiesta Pet Deli, the only true holistic pet food retailer in South Florida. We carry a full line of fresh and frozen diets from Bravo, Nature's Variety, and BioComplete. We also carry a full line of pet strollers, pet apparel, collars and leashes, natural treats, and grooming supplies. The best part is we have limited local deliveries and shipping throughout the United States. So come by and see our store at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano, Florida. Or call us at 954-971-2500. Again, that's 954-971-2500.
Welcome back, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Barry Shore here, and the show is The Joy of Living on K4HD.com, internet radio. That's K for the word night, the number 4. The H for happiness, D for determination. And you can reach us by telephone at 818 570 5443. And if you ever miss any segment of this show or even the show itself, you can always find us archived on iHeartRadio. That's the letter I, H-E-A-R-T for heartradio.com. And do a search for The Joy of Living and you'll find us. And we urge you, please, to share. Give me five. Share with five people, friends, family, even people you don't like. And let's get that listening audience up to over a million so we can really make an impact on the planet. And first thing I need to do is issue an apology to my wonderful producer. Her name is Rebel, R-E-B-E-L, and she's wonderful. We were supposed to go to break. We agreed at a particular time, and I went 2 minutes early, but she didn't miss a beat because she was listening, and she, the professional that she is, she handled it perfectly, and she'll talk to me about it after. But I just wanted to do a big shout out and say thank you, Rebel, for being able to be the great professional that you are and making sure that all 251,876 people listening get the best possible show without interruption. So we are deep, doing a deep dive into the concept, the understanding of this amazing, powerful word called greed. Now remember, the name of this show is called The Joy of Living. So why are we discussing greed? Because unless and until we can identify those negative aspects of our being, we will never be able to uproot them, eliminate them, mitigate them, make them smaller, and eventually completely get rid of them. Greed is ravenous, insatiable. It is constricted consciousness, and it is manifested in the word me. It's all about ego, as we said, edging God out. Greed is dark. It's all about craving. It's desirous. There are two great words that are almost interchangeable that will tell us a lot about greed. One of them is called lust, L-U-S-T, lust. Lust, as I said, is insatiable. Lust drives. Lust compels. Lust takes over the mind as well as the body. There's an interesting word in English for a wanton person, W-A-N-T-O-N, and that person is called a slut. A slut is just the inverse use of the same letters as lust, because that's what happens. You literally become so involved with something that you can completely lose your mind. When you lose your mind, you're now no longer in control of the ability to focus. And without focus, you dissipate your energies. And when you dissipate your energies, you are no longer capable of living, as we said before, with the four P's. And the first and most important of those four P's is purpose. When one has a purpose in life, then greed becomes less powerful. The stronger the purpose, oftentimes, the stronger the desire, but it gets channeled in a positive way. So they greed, both in terms of money, time, emotion, gets pushed aside and maybe even eliminated. Unfortunately, greed takes on that idea of taking delight in the plight of others. Now, one wouldn't necessarily associate greed with that. You might say, well, I know people that are, in quotation marks, greedy, maybe with their money, but they don't necessarily take delight in the plight of others. I mean, why would somebody do that? Well, that's unfortunately the result of greed. Greed infects every aspect of the human being. Like we said before, greed is really the lack of self-awareness and is a poison. Poison once ingested, does not stay in one place in the being. It will infect the entire body, and not just the physical body, but the emotional, the spiritual as well. That poison will cause someone to literally take delight in the plight of others. Now, they wouldn't come out necessarily and say, yeah, look at that, that person's suffering, oh, wow, go on. That, of course, is excessive. But there is a part of people who have greed as part of their being that will not reach out a hand and help, that will not recognize the plight of others. And it happens, unfortunately, in families. Matter of fact, oftentimes, more often than not, in a family, people become hard-hearted, sometimes, by the way, with every good reason. In my own family, I had occasion many years ago to have to say no to a relative that needed to get bailed out of jail for the fourth time in 7 months because they refused to stay on the program they were in. I had to say no. Was I being greedy? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, I was doing exactly what needed to be done. Though my heart was breaking, but that wasn't greed. That was kindness. Again, there is no one more complex on the planet than any human being. And I mean any single human being. 7.28653 billion people and counting. That's a lot of people. And every single one has their own story, their own ideas, their own thought processes. All you can ever do and hope to do is to work on yourself. And that's why we have this show called The Joy of Living. This show is only about you. The only reason I sit here and do research and look things up and prepare broadcasts is to be of benefit to you. And when I say that, yes, in it, why? Because I'm doing it for me as well. The more I can speak about, think about, and discuss these very important, fundamental ideas, the more we have an opportunity to look at them and reflect upon them. So now we're going to go into a process. The process is called reflection and review. Reflection and review are those two aspects of your life which will enable you to grow and to be the best you possible. And I know when I'm speaking right now, forget the fact that there are hundreds of thousands of people listening to me. I'm speaking one-on-one with a very dear friend. That's you. And you're speaking back to me, even though we're not having a two-way conversation on the radio, but I can hear your input, I can feel it, and I can see the dozens and dozens of questions that are typed in and coming up on the board and asking and saying how much they enjoy the show and what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. So here is what I call R&R. This is the real R&R in life. And it's not rest and relaxation, which, by the way, are two wonderful R. These two R&Rs are reflection and review. So we've had, over the course of time, people ask me, is there an exercise that we can do or that I can do to practice reflection and review? So the simple answer is yes. The more nuanced answer is, it's easy, but it's only easy because you need to do it, and you really need to do this every single day. Every single day for the rest of your life. Every single day because the rest of your life matters. Every single day because what you do in your life makes a difference. Not just to you, but to everybody you interact with. I don't care if it's somebody you spoke to on the telephone to get a refund for something, or you had to speak to the car mechanic to get your car fixed, or an insurance agent, or you're ordering something, or you're just meeting somebody on the street, you radiate. You are sunshine. Matter of fact, I had a discussion just yesterday with somebody who asked me, when I just begin my show, we talk about beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings. And he asked me, why do you use the term immortal? He said, I know people that die. Aren't we mortal? Well, yes, this physical being, this body is mortal, but the essence of you is immortal. He says, how do you know that? I said, because what are we made out of? We're made out of stardust. The energy of the sun and the energy of the planet is what makes up you, the essential you, what others will call a soul. That is immortal. We discussed it in previous shows when we talked about energy. That is you. So here's the simple exercise. Simple in the sense that anybody can do it. Nuanced in the sense that once you start doing this, you really want to do this always, forever. It's you. Again, called R&R, reflection and review. And I see that we're just coming up to a break. So right after this break, we are going to discuss the exercise for reflection and review. See you then.
Have you ever dreamed of having your own radio show? Well, W4CY Radio makes dreams come true. You can be a radio personality on the number one ranked internet radio station in West Palm Beach, Florida. We can be heard in 105 countries and all U.S. states. Promote your business, earn up to $10,000 per month and more. It's all up to you. Have fun and be heard. Call 561-506-4031. That's 561-506-4031. Start your radio show now.
Have you ever dreamt of being on the radio? Well, now is your chance. Be a radio show guest on the number one ranked internet radio station and promote you and your business for free. Yes, you heard it, free. Business advertising right here on W4CY.com. Call 561-506-4031 now to get booked on one of our shows. That's 561-506-4031. Get your free advertising now.
How healthy is your pet? Does your pet suffer from ear infections, allergies, diabetes, cancer? Does your pet have a sensitive stomach? Well, we have the solution. Who are we? Fiesta Pet Deli, South Florida's original and only fresh food deli for pets. Our exclusive real food diets bring back the puppy and kitten in your pet. Have a healthier pet, less shedding, less scratching and itching, and eliminate allergies. We carry a full assortment of healthy, holistic, frozen, canned, and dry foods. Try out South Florida's largest selection of natural supplements. We also have a large selection of natural treats, chews, and natural grooming products. It's only natural to stop by Fiesta Pet Deli for all your natural products to keep your pet healthier and happier. Stop by Fiesta Pet Deli at the Festival Marketplace, located at Sample Road and the Turnpike in Pompano. Or call us at 954-971-2500. That's 954-971-2500. Don't forget, ask for your $10 off coupon, good for any purchase over $50. Fiesta Pet Deli.
Afternoon, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We're doing a deep dive into the concept of greed, even though the name of this show is called The Joy of Living. This is Barry Shore, and we're here on K4HD.com. That's K for night, the number 4, H for happiness, D for determination.com. 818-570-5443 is our phone number. And you can always find us on archived at iHeartRadio.com. That's I, H-E-A-R-T for heart, radio.com. Do a search for The Joy of Living and share the show. Give me five, everybody. Give me five. We have over 250,000 listeners, and we want to get to over a million because that's going to make a better planet for everybody. So share, give me five. We've been discussing greed, and the essence of greed is ego, edging God out. It's all about me. We said that greed is ravenous, rapacious, insatiable. It's involved with constricted consciousness. It's clenched fist, it's tight, and it doesn't mean just with money, it means with time, with emotion, and with money. Greed leads someone to be hard-hearted and cause hatred and a dearth in everything that exists. Greed is dark and craving and desirous and full of lust, which leads to wanton behavior. It could even lead to taking delight in the plight of others. Well, how do we break through this greed? What do we do to uproot it, to eliminate it? Let's take a great, simple, wonderful exercise routine that you can do every single day for the rest of your life. And not because you have to, but because you want to. Once you start this process, you will want to do this every single day. And we're talking only minutes, just like we talked about with the program of seeing miracles in life every day, which, by the way, is an acronym for the word SMILE. And the way to unlock the treasure house of miracles is with the two words, thank you. If you're a practitioner, you say it 7 times a day. If you're a professional, you say it 15 times a day. And if you want to change the planet, you say it 26 times a day, every single day. Just being alive, because that's the joy of living. So here's the antidote for greed. Reflection and review. Whenever you're involved with a human interaction, day, multiple times, choose one to reflect and review. Either early in the morning, which is what I do, I tend to get up before 6 a.m. I won't tell you what time, but it's certainly before 6 a.m. It's not before 5, so don't worry, I'm not that crazy. It's between 5 and 6 in the a.m. every day. And I do this early in the morning because it's quiet, peaceful, and I'm not running. You can also do it before you go to sleep at night, which is also oftentimes quiet, peaceful, and you're not running anymore. But you've had a very running full day. So either one. But if you didn't do it in the morning, then you will agree with yourself that you must do it in the night because you don't want to miss a day of reflection and review. And choose one particular incident in the course of a day. Reflect upon it, review it, and just look at it. Just reflect upon it and review it and see how you were in that encounter. Did you in any way reflect greed? Was that part in any way of your situation? And again, greed is not oriented towards money. Greed is restriction. Me. Greed is edging God out. Reflect upon it. Review it. Don't do anything more than that. But you should be doing this in a quiet situation. Doesn't have to be dark, but oftentimes it helps. That's why I like doing it early in the morning. And now, after you've invested somewhere between 15 and 45 seconds, not much more, into reflecting and reviewing, I want you to say over to yourself the following. The best medication is meditation. The best medication is meditation. All you're doing is changing one letter from medication with a C to meditation with a T. the best medication is meditation. Just that. There is more that we'll discuss in another show, but for the moment, just say that. The best meditation, best medication is meditation. How many words is that? The best medication is meditation. That's four words. No, five words. The best medication is meditation. Five words. And do that for somewhere between 10 and 15 seconds. That's all. The best medication is meditation. That will help slow down your breathing for a bit. You don't even have to concentrate on your breathing, but that will help you. And now what I want you to do is to enter in for the next 15 seconds, maximum 30. Again, we're talking seconds here, not minutes, seconds. And say these words: quiet mind, silent mind. Quiet mind, silent mind. Quiet mind, silent mind. Three times, those four words. And then, silent mind, silent mind, silent mind. Three times to yourself. Not out loud, just think it. And hopefully, possibly, maybe you will have an experience that might last for somewhere between 1 and 3 seconds of a true silent mind. A quiet mind is wonderful. It's peaceful. It's restful. It will allow you reflection and review the more you practice this. A silent mind will bring you to a place where negativity cannot enter. Negativity cannot enter. You're not pushing it aside. It cannot enter. The space is so sacred. The space is so you that nothing negative can enter. It just is. And those of you that when you say silent mind, that the word silent has the same letters as the word listen. S-I-L-E-N-T, the same letters as L-I-S-T-E-N, listen. Just be silent. Just listen. And again, we're talking seconds. So let's review. Reflection and review. This is the exercise. Early in the morning, if you can. Late in the evening, if you have to, but don't miss a day. Resolve to yourself not to miss a day. Reflect and review upon some incident that occurred. You select it, where you were involved. Not that you witnessed, but you were involved. And look and see. Was greed, in other words, was ego, was me, the dark side, in any way involved at all in that encounter? Don't judge, just reflect and review. And then while you're sitting comfortably, just say to yourself, the best medication is meditation. And say that at least three times. If you want to do a few more, that's okay, but at least three times. And then after that, quiet mind, silent mind. Quiet mind, silent mind. Several times, and then three times, silent mind, silent mind, silent mind. And it may happen or may not, but you might have an experience of, again, 1 to 3 seconds. Maybe if you got really fortunate, it could be 5 seconds. Usually for me, it's 1-2 seconds max of just that moment of silent mind. And the beauty of it is, the power of it is, that nothing negative can enter. It's not possible. It doesn't exist there. So you are now free. You are in deeply involved in the idea of the joy of living. If you want, you can do what I do. You don't have to. I open my arms wide and raise my face up and a big smile on my face, eyes wide open. I say, joy. You don't have to. Go forth. Live the blessing. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Bye now.